Okay, right, we're going to get started now. Welcome to the Antelope meeting. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Andrew, and I am going to, along with the Holy Spirit and Eleanor, try and get us through this evening, this afternoon, in one piece and focused on the Lord. So for those of you that haven't been here before, we are not planning a fire drill. If there is a fire alarm or we shout fire, please run in an orderly fashion, and following your overwhelming voting at the members' meeting and in the conversations following that, this is our penultimate meeting here. So let's fill this place today with Antioch worship for the penultimate time. I did half think it was the last time, but then I read my notes. So that's 35 years that we've been in this place, and I think it's good for us to, over the next couple of gatherings, to sort of allow the Lord to work in us through that period as well. Today we're going to have a time to pray together. We're going to listen to Dan, possibly a slightly different way of looking at Lent, and then we're going to intercede as well. So before we pray, let's approach this time of prayer in a slightly different way maybe than you might have done before. Lent is often seen as this period of 6 weeks where we give stuff up and we pray a bit more and we're meant to do some other things. And sometimes when you go on a journey, you're not always sure of where you're going to end up. We do know where we're going to end up during this journey of Lent. We know that we're going to end up celebrating the resurrection of Christ. In fact, we celebrate that every Sunday. In fact, we celebrate it daily. But this period of Lent allows us to go on that journey so that we fully embrace that victory over the grave at Easter. It's a bit of an adventure that we go on during Lent. Yeah, we're a week and a half in, or if you're Orthodox, you've just started this past week. But it's a time to really experience God's blessing during Lent. It's that time you set aside to experience God's blessing. And so today I would really encourage you to do just that. Don't just experience God's blessing, but expect God's blessing. And I think when we come together, we always love it. It's great to be together and being able to worship together again. And I feel blessed just by being here. But let's expect God's blessing on us today. Expect to hear from the Lord. Expect to receive, respond, listen, dance, clap, pray out. Use the gifts of the Spirit if that's where you feel comfortable worshiping. But expect God to meet you today and to bless you. So I'm going to hand over to Eleanor and the worship band. And I'm going to... They've already been blessing us in there as they've been practicing. But let's come together. Let's stand. Let's expect God's blessing today. Not just during this prayer time, but in our interactions with each other as well. Let's hand over this time to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Blessed are you, Almighty King.
We come before you, Lord. We raise our voices. We rejoice in you, Lord, for you are good, for you are holy.